Hey, good peeps of Pig City and the Global Village. They call me Bruce, and welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 22 mini-series spotlight on the Whoop-N-Holler Folk Festival. The Whoop-N-Holler Folk Festival takes place on a beautiful farm just outside Portage-la Prairie, August 27th and 28th. Full details at whoopandholler.com and on all socials. Episodes can be found at umfm.com. 101.5 UMFM is a proud media sponsor. Episode number 4, Anna Lee. Welcome.
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
I am doing great. And the people need to know that Anna Lee comes to Winnipeg via the U.S. and native Argentina. She's been a pegger since 2016. Once a pegger, always a pegger. And she's graced the local scene with her, I call it modern Latin flamenco, but she blends so many styles and wonderfully brings pop music into it. So how did, first of all, because it's a Winnipeg thing to ask, how did you end up in Winnipeg?
That's a fair question. I don't mind answering that. So it was many years ago that I was with my then boyfriend, now husband, like thinking, we should go live somewhere else. We should try, you know. Our country's always in big crisis, and both artists that we are, it's not easy life as an artist anywhere, but much less in a country which is always in a crisis. So we were thinking about Spain and New Zealand because he had a job offer there, but then Canada. And we have a cousin here, and she could sponsor us. But then it was this place, Winnipeg. Like, we had never heard of Winnipeg, and Canada sounded like actually in the other end of the world from where we were. But while we were thinking about these things, we kept meeting people who had lived in Canada or who were living in Canada, and everyone was saying these great things. And it seemed like, you know, the universe was sending signals. So we decided to give it a go. And it took a few years to do all the paperwork and stuff. And by the time everything came together, I was not sold at all with the idea. I had a lot of doubt, but, you know, it had taken so long. We had to give it a shot, and we came. And that was 2016. And I'm so glad we did. We're here. We are still giving it a go, and we're happier every day. I've fallen in love with this city, with this place, with this country. I keep falling in love. To me, it took a while. For my husband, it was like first sight. I think the moment we landed, his eyes opened, and he was like, "Yes, this is my place." For me, it took a while, but I'm really happy we came and we tried.
Well, what is one of your favorite things about Winnipeg?
I like how eclectic, maybe is the word, like how you go anywhere downtown or to the supermarket or anywhere, and you hear all sorts of languages and accents. The festivals, the art life, the culture. I grew up in Buenos Aires, which is a massive city. So compared to that, I moved to a small city, like in my mind. But I think there's a lot going on all the time. And I love how people enjoy culture, like live music and theater and getting together with friends and every week. I don't know. I like the way of life of Winnipeg. I feel like people enjoy life here.
And that
I don't
makes,
know if that makes sense to you, but that's what I see.
More than makes sense to me. And that makes you, that attitude and zest makes you a perfect artist for Whoop-N-Holler. This is your first Whoop-N-Holler. How do you experience a festival or an event for the first time? Do you jump in and mingle and after your performance, or are you more get in, get the job done, entertain the people? And
I love like performing, of course, and my focus is at first there on stage, but I love then coming off the stage and talking to people. And if I'm at a festival like that, see some other acts, walk around, like enjoy the day, which I'm going to have the chance to do this Saturday because I'm going to perform at 2:30. No, not this Saturday, the other Saturday, the 27th. I'm going to perform and then I'm going to do a workshop in the evening. So so I'm going to get to see and meet other artists and just, I've never been to the Whoopan Hall or to Portage La Prairie. So I hope I'm going to meet lots of great people.
I guarantee you will. It is everything and more. I'm not even going to tell you anything because you have to experience it. You have to not go in with any ideas and just be blown away by the beauty of it all. And that's the scenery and the people and the music. Well, let's talk about your music. As I mentioned, it's just a wonderful blend of so many styles. How do you describe it to people? And what is the common thread that holds all these different styles together? Like whether it's flamenco, it's Latin pop, it's got all these other Latin rhythms to it, but it's universal.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for saying that. I think that the thing that holds it together is my lyrics, like my writing style and my singing, my performing style. That's like what makes all these seemingly different genres come together in the songs in a harmonious way. I like bringing Latin American folk rhythms and traditional instruments. Instruments and rhythms and arrangements to a contemporary singer-songwriter sound. I love writing songs. That's what I love most, that I'm performing them. And through the years, I started writing in English when I was in Argentina, and I only started writing in Spanish when I went to the US and studied there. And like it's been a constant going back and deeper to my Latin American roots, like from the first album to the second, and it's going to be a deeper dive into the roots for the third album, which I'm going to start working on in the next month. So it's basically that I'm not afraid of putting things that seem different, putting them together if I feel like they serve the song and the message. And I like the idea of keeping traditional genres alive and making them evolve, because that's the way music and art is. I think it keeps alive because people keep making art and then art changes. But I think there's so much beautiful music and beautiful styles and wisdom in the traditional genres that when I feed from that, it makes me better.
I don't know how it could get better. It's fantastic. I don't mean to... I do mean to gush. it's wonderful. It's uplifting. What can people expect from your show at the Whoopin' Holler Folk Festival?
Well, I'm a talker, so I'm also all the time, like when I'm performing my songs, I put a lot of heart, you know, in the lyrics and the messages, and I like to talk in the songs about the things I feel like are important to our life experience. I think they can expect to have a little bit of a trip through South America, through some rhythms of Latin American music, like all Latin America, not just Argentina, and because I have influence from, you know, maybe salsa or Chilean music or Brazilian music. So there is a lot in there. So a little bit of a flavor and mental trip through South America, but also like an emotional trip. My goal or my fantasy is always to give songs that can make people feel whatever they need to feel at that moment, because I think music has that beautiful power. So maybe they can expect that, to connect with their emotions.
And how did you connect with the Whoopin' Holler Folk Festival?
It was a couple of years ago. I was emceeing a Manitoba Music open mic, and Josh, the organizer, he saw me there emceeing and performing my songs, so he got in touch with me. On that year, I think the festival was being virtual because of COVID, or maybe it was half virtual, half in person, but we couldn't make the dates work. But he called me again for this year, and I'm so happy I get to be part of it. I can't believe it.
I didn't know that story, but I did know that story because that's generally okay. That's generally how it always goes with the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. They go out and scout great music, and they found it. Anna Lou, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, no, thanks for having me, like giving me this space to talk about what I do, what I love. I hope I get to meet you and meet other people on the 27th.
You have no choice because I'm your MC.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. So, I know we'll meet in person.
So thanks, Anna Lou.
Vasijita de arcilla, chueca y agrietada por los golpes. Cuando al alma le falta comida, ay, recién sabe uno que es pobre. Ese grito
Thank you for tuning in to Whoop It Up with UMFM. Check out all episodes at umfm.com, and all details can be found at whoopandholler.com. And please do join us in person August 27th and 28th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.